Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Podomation update number 21. So just to put you in the picture, there are sort of two things happening in parallel. One is that I'm producing a podcast regularly and putting it into a program which reads off the dictaphone, constructs a little podcast, puts it out on the internet, and stores the data such that the podcasts, a series of podcasts formed together to be a program launched by an app. So you can look up books, magazines, or lessons or things like that. And I'll go through a sequence of podcasts so you can listen to it. So say if I do a philosophy, which I'm doing at the moment, called Parmenides. There you go, I got it right after a while. Bit of effort. And that will take, say, 4 or 5 podcasts. They'll be put up together. Although around the internet, it's individual podcasts, but we'll be bounded together as a program on all philosophers. So that's the podcast situation which is coming on. On the other side is, as you can see, probably here, you can't see, obviously, here I'm doing podcasts as I'm doing cardiac walking exercises. So it's very important that each day I spend as much time as possible on mental activities and as much possible a time just being getting up reasonable cardiac fitness. And it's, I suppose, no easy feat, actually, sort of mixing the amount of time required to do these mental exercises and the time to do it and get on with the actual basis of life and trying to keep a balanced life going ahead. But it just means that you've got to mix the two together. And I'm doing that while podcasting, while walking. Now, strategically, it's got to be something a little bit more than just podcasting. So I've added onto the podcast multiple choice questions and word searches and sort of played around with MP3 and instruction and stuff like that. And then there's a long-term goal, which is the Podomation podcast, of creating a podcast which you listen to, you then edit, and then it gets rigged up as a multiple choice show. That is a show where the questions are given, you get the multiple choice options, then at the end it tells you the list, which is the correct options, and gives you the explanation and then answer going through. This would take quite a lot to produce each time. So this is the general philosophy of programming that takes some time, but then the time that you invest, you get back and eventually you can expend. So the idea is to write a piece of software which enables you to listen into a program or multiple programs, tag them, and with those tags goes off and edits them. And so that's what this Podomation podcast will be about at the moment. So Podomation is the actual bespoke automation that you write. And so people will be familiar with programming languages from a long, long time ago. Fortran, I must admit, I've programmed pretty much everything, probably except COBOL. I've programmed C++. And Fortran, the early versions, and this software which I'm using is a graphical C++ writer. So you put symbols together on a page, and it interprets those symbols, graphical symbols, and produces C++ code on the fly, called LabVIEW, National Instruments LabVIEW. It's in general a thing that integrates with robotics, i.e. you wire a robot output basically in to the actual program. So it's an ideal, beautiful conceptual engine. And it's not taking the world by storm. I really would have thought it was. I would have over the years. Probably 20 years. Well over 20 years programming. Quarter of a century programming like this. It is addictive programming. In as much that you can just let it rest and parts of your brain will just work on it quietly, and you come back and different projects get advanced quietly together, and they get advanced into a major project. And this is what this one is. And you can sort of tell, and there's this... it's probably not worthwhile listening to it, but there's this natural rhythm and thought to producing it, and sort of a feeling where the problems are going to come up and what you have to do in order to solve it. So it's, I don't know, it's a bit like bushwalking or something like that. You decide that, oh, I'm going to bushwash now up to the ridge, and that gives me opportunities. So in this case, it's this time of a big objective, and working out, not going directly for the target, but seeing that you've got the interface, which is easy to use. And I suppose the fundamental point is being able to navigate around a MP3 file using high-speed keystrokes. So a keystroke's about that's incredibly fast compared to a mouse stroke. So if you consider using a mouse to colour in something or write something, select something on a detailed menu, that takes a lot of energy, but if you can basically touch type your way into it. So there's a we'll talk about the interface developed. So it took a little while of thinking, oh, will I get the mouse to do it, or will I get the keyboard to do it? And at the moment, I still haven't got it quite separate. If you have the mouse, and so basically it's a slider, and it's your MP3 file appears, and you have a start and finish point of editing that you can listen to. It goes to start and finish, and that will take it away and slice that little phrase. So it might be, what is the capital of Sweden? And that will be a question. A, this, B, that, this, C, Stockholm, whatever it is. And what you want to do is have the answers there, and it splices in multiple choice question number one. What is the capital thing? A, B, C, D. And it automatically scrambles it for you, so you don't know which is the right one. Then automatically gets the answers for you and automatically answers it. All structure. It's a lot of brain power to actually know your program, but if you actually just get the core and put it in. And in that, you have to pick out a section of your MP3 file. And that's done with a typical slider, that, as you would see at the bottom of YouTube. So when you play YouTube, you'll get the slider, which gives the progress. Now, on that slider, you add a few other slider meters, and you can fine adjust those meters by the meter which is the start or the finish, is a G or H. Press a G or H. Then you can even mouse over it, or you have to bring your mouse into a text field, and the text field will then read anything you put in subsequently with the keyboard. Now, the advantage of this is that you can press G and H, And when you press the G, it's the start, and the start slider begins to pulsate. So instantly, with no thought, it goes into your brain what's going on. And then there's other keys, which says whatever slider, advance and retract. The space bar to start playing, and finishing from where it is, the B to go to the relevant slider and play. So it will play from the beginning of a slider. And when it does that, and it's playing, and you move the slider back, it will start beginning a bit earlier, a bit faster. You can actually hear very quickly where it goes. Then you can go to the front one, and the end one, which finishes and takes it off. And so that's something which is quietly got up. And there's a little bit of fluffing around to mean that as you drag the mouse slider, it moves automatically to where you want. You do that in YouTube, but to actually having that display to slave into the system and not hang. And so that just requires the appropriate measurement of time and response, because this is a program putting in advice to another program, which puts advice into VLC, which is an MP3 file player. The advantage of MP3 is that MP3 file player is it's very responsive. So there's no delays or anything as you get into this. That's the overall objective, that if you were to actually use other software, it'd be seconds delay as you go across. And that's okay if you're producing a program for radio, and that's your job, you can afford to say, take 10 minutes because someone's paying you for that, and it will produce a beautiful program at the end. Especially if you've got, say, money for the programs that you produce, you can imagine a whole team of people working to support the production of ideas. But this is not possible. This is a low budget time poor thing where you've got to write the software which responds all the time, so you can get into a start and finish of a file. Sort of time, a start time and finish time. Go and listen and hear it. Now, the next piece of step, I just have to do this podcast to last my walk. The next step, so this is taken a little bit of time, so I've just sort of quietened down to the rate of podcasting, so I've focused on this. The next step is organising a class of files, a file name, and then MP3 files, and they're just in there, and you can click on any one, and it will update the slider with that new file, the new range, stuff like that. So it's just a fairly simple thing. If you clicked on a new one, it says, is there a new one there? If there is, hold everything, reload everything. And so for each file, you've got over, probably 60 edit points. That is explanation, question, and four answers. So you've got 60 edit points you have to do. And so the way that's handled is, for a particular file, there's another menu which is fixed, and it goes down with a symbol space, a space for the what question number it is, and then whether it's an explanation, question, or answer. And that space seems strange, but it just flows more naturally, cognitively, to explain something, and based on that explanation you've just given, give a question, the answer, and three other answers. It's just the best way to do it. So it comes through. You go across, and then you tag the region that you're interested in. Now, what you have to then now do is then, when you're happy with that, record it and then it's stored to a file where you folder it, where you've stored it. So this is a single file, but with 60 pairs of data points that we need and go. Now, it's either it's not there or it is. If it is there, a little tick appears. I've done that one. Then you move to the next one, blank space, and position your cursors over the requisite file. Now, there may be a way to go up. So we've got a file of all the MP3s. For every MP3 file, we create an image text file. The image text file has the spreadsheet of all the edit points in there, and that reads it. And so as you're working along, you gradually build up and work along with it, and just getting it to I still have to mentally get in my headspace. There's one is move the edit. So in fact, there's actually five cursors, but behind that are just indication cursors where the it thinks the edit points are, and you can call it up, and then you can move it more precisely, and then reburn those edit points. So there's T and U, and then you'll begin, so you can see where the edit points are. And you say, oh, that's interesting. Move my live edit points to those points, move it around, and then readjust and rewrite it. So it makes sense. It's now a very high-speed process. There's still a lot of work involved in it. And the overall process that I've used, I'm slowly getting to this walk reasonably well, but, you know, I should be fitter for the amount of work that I'm doing, so I'm going to have to just really step up the amount of rehab work that I do. Okay, getting back to it. So what we have is we have... That's the big thing. We've got rehab, we've got podcasting, we've got technology to go across it, we've got a group of little technology things which they've settled down, the podcast. Now this is a long range thing to take a podcast and introduce, well, really 140 edit points into it at high speed, listening to it, and then migrate that from the edit points across to a podcast program. And this is where we're up at the moment. So I'm now with a file name associating it with a text file, and that text file is populated with, it's probably, did I say 140? Probably 120 edit points. And it will go through there, and it has to take those, your MP3 file with those 120 edit points, which are now easy to go. So if you press question answer 3 of question 6, you press it on the screen, it will appear up, and then you can just press play and you can hear that answer. And so if there's too much short or there's rubbish on it, you can cut that back. So that's a thing to do. So this is all high risk stuff, and so we're at that point. And so what has to happen, I've just looked up, is the you got the file name, you got the edit points, and you got a file. So you have to now create in a folder 120 files of the name, file name, file name slash question 1 dot mp3, question 1 answer 3 dot mp3. So write that all down, and you have to produce it. Now the genius of this is that in order to do that little step, you just write a command line to an FFmpeg software engine, and into that you just string in a file command which simply says my main file SS, the start time, time the length of it, and so you just take the units and convert it across. You can put in finish time, input the main file, and it will automatically work out to output the final file, and you name that file appropriately. And so that's, there's really no brainer. That's a very small piece of code to do that, and I'll get it across. And I've just, after settling the code down, now that code putting down has gone through a nightmare stage, which I've sort of just glided through. So if you can imagine, what happens is that if you've got, say, 100 MP3 files, you click on one of them, and there's no edit points there. And what you have to do is then you go and add an edit point to that file. So that's creating a text file, retrieving a text file, naming a text file, all that type of stuff. And of course, this is fraught with errors. Now, what I did forget to do in the name of it for the text file is describe the text file with the ending .txt. And now, what would happen is the LabVIEW wouldn't hang; it would just would not be able to be editable once across. Now, what I've done is by judiciously storing everything. So you can imagine by judiciously storing and saving. Although it would hang, I'd be able to close the other view, set it up again and move across. And the overall software to manage these 5 points has taken a lot of time, quiet time. It hasn't stressed me, I've just quietly worked on it. And it's now got the key thing is the keys. It's across the page slider with 5 edit points, the file names, and then what those edit points are called. Now, to increase or go down edit points, there are just keys to hit. So essentially you can, in your earphone, touch, type, and move across. And of course you can stop and start it by pressing the space bar. I'm going to work out, what I should do in terms of, increasing the speed, the reading speed. So this is a trick that my wife does. She is blind and often listens to tapes, and she speeds them up. In fact, too, you and I can't hear it. She can listen to it at very high speed. So she has set her iPhone to read messages at very high speed. You can't understand. But I will set a rate pattern up there. And it will go through. And we're at the point now of safely. We've just safely got your MP3 file. Been able to slice and dice it, store it. There's no worry about that. And then now it's just a matter of turning the handle and go through your edit point file, and through the edit point file, systematically produce a folder of all the MP3 little cuts, and that takes a bit of a time to do. I would imagine each of that will take a second. You'll lose probably a minute cutting up your file as you can really go through that, and then once it's cut up, you want to then stitch it together with it in multiple ways. So you've got a generic sound file with welcome to the show, this is question, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, A, B, C, D, the answers are question 1A, but you don't say that. It will go through and add iteratively question 1A, B, C, D, F, or 1A, 2, C. So what happens is that with a podcast you produce a multiple choice. Now it becomes a multiple choice on the internet, and you can, if you want to, write down what the answers are, and then at the end of that, after it's given you the short answers, it gives you, podcast goes on to give you the extended answers. There's a bit of a drip here, but sorry, it's a bit of a drip here, it's raining here. So that's the end goal, and someone's driving up, just slowing up. So that's the end goal, and it's sort of been a slightly bit different every previously getting into this. There's been sort of incremental little steps, like getting an MP3 file or getting an MP4 file with a new cover app on it. You know, these are very little, say an hour work. This is multiple hour works, and hard to judge the time going out to do it. So look at maybe another week before I get the file up. So I'm at the point of cutting it. Next point is, from the cut, produce the folder of the folder of cut sound files. Listen to that. It'll be a fairly relaxing thing. I'm just trying to think. I've got a medical appointment on Monday, and you can write off Wednesday. I'm having another big thing on Wednesday. But it should be towards the end of the week where I go. And I really do think that that's something to listen to, because it's a question. So I could read a page of a kid's textbook, and from that textbook read it through. So you've got the podcast, then you've got the multiple choice quiz that you can listen to as you're going in to answer all. So I really do think that's a educational achieving point at the moment, because I'm outside the rehab zone of education. They can't put me in classrooms and see how I go and work on the little bits. I've got to work on these long-term strategy objectives, and this long-term strategy objective is to produce this, and it's taken a fair amount of time. I'm quite relaxed in terms of sometimes you go out and prove a principle, and then you have to go back laboriously removing things and replacing it with units which are more effectively. So you get up and you prove that all the software works end to end, but it still takes half an hour to implement it. Then you have to go back systematically with it running, up live and running, having the two systems of development. That's the operating system and the advanced system. The advanced system doesn't work from at any moment. You stop back to the old question system, start to work on the advanced system, and just sort of like one foot on the ground. And so this is more of a big, long, theoretical build, and it's taken a little bit to work out that it's very tempting to actually, you could do it directly with no programming, the direct functionality of Audacity, but you wouldn't be able to have the computers be able to manage the files. It is absolutely beginning to rain here, but I'm going to push myself to get to the National Park. I'll get home and dry myself off, probably have a warm shower. Well, this is typical. It's sort of been dry as a bone, and now it's raining to buggery, and so we have dry weather through, this is October, November, December. It'll be torch, it'll be a bushfire bonanza at the moment. So this is, although this is welcome stuff, it's just bringing everything up to dry up out in the next couple of months. So we'll be, really be in for a bit of a surprise. So, yeah, I'll eventually get there. I was just trying to think, there's, the software is there. So at the moment, just to summarize, the podcasting's working within a rehabilitation strategy, and supporting that is a software strategy. And the software strategy has delivered about 3 satellite programs, which one just takes the podcasts and edits it to the internet and stores that. So if I do a podcast, it remembers the settings of that podcast. When I do the next issue, I just say transcribe those settings and update. Now, yeah, there are little things about automatic, just getting control of automatic updating and what's the latest episode. I'll get that to remember. So these are some minor things, and little things about when I do a podcast. They come out as times, dates, and numbers, just pressing the podcast and listening to it initially. And that produces up, and as this is now producing about 50 podcasts without errors, and what the error will be is not a programming error, it'll be satellite software which I've got up, looking at directories and doing things, and when those directories get too full, automation, the actual third-party software, hasn't been geared up to look through hundreds of files, so it's just required a little bit of management and testing and removing some. I'm absolutely getting soaked as a dog coming over here, but there's nothing to do. I'll just go up to the lights of the national park and work across. I'll just get told off like all hell. Yeah, so we're up to a point now of getting the software up, and the key sort of features is this slider, and it has in very big letters the name of the podcast and the question, and then you've got 3 points: the beginning, where it's playing through, and the end. They can move on, and where the computer has stored the points, so the points may be incorrect, so you can move them from those points. So there are 5 slider points, and probably was evolved yesterday and or a day or so ago before, and then what I've done is linked those points with a array, spreadsheet array, and then I've just for every file now, MP3 file, I now have got another directory called edit directory, and it stores that same file name, not MP3 but text. So it's just a simple array. So when I go back and press an MP3 file, it gets the 70 or so edit points up across, and then I can press question 1. I haven't got quite such now that when you press question 1, it plays you question 1. I don't know whether there's a real necessity for it. And so that's just up and running, and I've just worked out how to actually take a file. So I'll write a little program which takes a file. Now there's a temptation to go outside LabVIEW and write a batch file. I'm now walking back home, but I'll see how it's doing. I'll just write a little file, and the key to this is when it's writing a file, is to actually store it and actually publish it. You know, so I say that's good to go. So it might take me 5-10 minutes to produce a 10-point multiple choice listening through it. You just basically don't want to listen to it again. Press it, and it does all the publishing with it and publishes it up on the internet. And that can take 10-15 minutes if it wants to, but the last thing you want to do is sit on the screen, sit there waiting for it to ask you something to authorize up. It eventually will do it. And so I'll eventually get there. So it's taken a while to get there, and when that's up and running, I'll go on to the next thing, which is you've been able to enter in your answers somehow in your mobile phone. I'll see how that, have a go, a tilt at that, and that will close the loop. That what you can do is you can actually get credits, scores, cumulative scores for what you do, and get it done in the class. Now, that's really the maximum that I can possibly achieve. That's my Podformation out today. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.